Okay, Tov. Welcome to another beautiful day of halacha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Panini Halacha. Today we're doing a little bit of a controversial topic, but it's a fun one, and it's called women and zimun, or women obligated to do zimun. So, the intuition of many people, many frum religious people, is no, zimun's a man thing. But like many intuitions, it's not correct. The Gemara says explicitly, in Erechin, Hakol Chayivin Bezimun. Everyone is obligated to do Zimun, men and women. But what? If you have two men and one woman, or vice versa, they don't join together to create a Zimun obligation. That's, the Gemara says, because of Pritzuta. Because the Gemara was afraid of, men and women joining together in too much. Which is an interesting question of nowadays, since men and women hang out together more, how does halacha feel about that? But that's really a different shir. In any case, so men and women don't join together for a zimun. And if you have three men, then the three men lead, and the women are obligated to answer in the zimun. They can't walk away. They must, if they ate together in part of the meal, they must participate in that mitzvah of zimun. Now, what if you have three women and less than three men? So the halacha is that the women really should make their own zimun. So let me clarify. The Gemara in Bracha says, Nashim mezamnot latzma. Women make a zimun for themselves. They should do the rabotai nevrach. But the thing is, many women don't know this. Now, according to the Gra, according to the Rambam, and others, the simple reading of the Gemara is that the women are obligated to make a zimun. However, other Rishonim, like Tosfos, believe that they're not obligated to make their own zimun. The rabbis didn't obligate them to do it because they might have been tircha, they might have been busy with other matters, and not all women knew benching by heart in those days. But it's a mitzvah, and if they can, they should make their own zimun. And so that is the halacha. Even today, Shlomo Zalman Arbach says explicitly, as do many other poskim, that if there are three women and one man, the woman should lead the zimun and the man should follow along. And certainly if there's only three women around and no men, then the woman should make their own zimun. There are some poskim that say, no, there are men around, then they don't do it, it's not tznias. And that if that's your tradition, then that's totally fine. But the Panini Halacha writes that for us, there's no problem in tznias if a woman leads the zimun, even if there's a man or two around. There are many mitzvahs which women lead, like hadlakas neros, and that's not considered untzanua. If there are 10 men, though, then men should lead with the zimun. 10 women don't form a minyan, and they will not say elokeinu, but 10 men do form a minyan. So then they would lead with the zimun. So again, in conclusion, women should join in with men in a normal situation. If there are three women there and less than three men, the women are either obligated or should lead the zimun, according to the Panini Halacha and many poskim. You can ask your own Rav, your own poskek, what is your specific tradition. And I know this halacha might be surprising for some people, but it's really not that radical. It's based on the Gemara and the poskim. Hope you have a wonderful day here from the Simcha Center, and I hope you're always learning new things.